Welcome to The Lorraine Murphy Show. I'm a mentor, four times author, leader of my Bold Darling Mastermind for female entrepreneurs, retreat host, and I've gotten to host this podcast for 5 years. As with all of my work, this show is to serve female entrepreneurs who want to optimize their energy and their mindsets in order to build the businesses and lives of their dreams. I've walked this entrepreneurial path for 11 years now, and I can tell you that there is a way to have a business you love and still have the space and time for all the other parts of your life that make you, you. Whether your number one priority right now is to scale your business, upgrade your finances, rediscover yourself, find more energy, get more organized, reconnect with yourself, or build a life and or business that's more aligned for you, or all of the above, I am here as your guide on the show to help you make it a reality. Listen in on my dulcet Irish tones as I share tales from the front line of my business and mentoring, behind the scenes insights on how I'm approaching life and business, and speak with brilliant expert guests. Search The Lorraine Murphy Show wherever you get your podcasts. A new episode drops every Friday. Subscribe to make sure you always catch the freshest episodes. Let's dive in to this week's show. This episode is brought to you by my Bold Darling Mastermind. So in honor of the fact that it is launch week for me and doors are open right now for my Bold Darling Mastermind, I wanted to share with you a special bonus episode this week. So I'll tell you more about that in a couple of minutes. But before I do, I want to share with you a quick snapshot of what my Bold Darling Mastermind is. So I'm very aware that not every listener will listen every single week and has listened for years. If you're not familiar with Bold Darling, it is pretty much the business group that I wish I had had when I was starting out in business 12 years ago. I've been part of lots of different masterminds and seminars and memberships and conferences. And for me, the bit that has always been missing in business training that I have attended as an attendee was the softer skills that, yeah, this is great. I'm learning lots about how to grow my business, but how do I grow myself as an individual? And how do I grow a business that also enables me to be happy, to have the space and time to have a family and have time with my family, and enables me to be lit up as an individual as well as lit up within my business. So that's why I created my Bold Darling Mastermind. It has been running now for, 2 years. It's 2 years old as of the 1st of April, which is so exciting. And I open doors just twice a year. So I'm opening them right now and they won't open again until September later on this year. So 6 months time. So within Bold Darling, essentially the cadence of it is we have quarterly planning days, which is where we review the previous quarter, plan out the next quarter. Very quietly, they are my very, very, very favorite part of Bold Darling. As I'm recording this, I'm hosting the next quarterly planning day tomorrow, and I cannot wait to gather the group because just seeing the clarity and the motivation and just the general excitement to, okay, let's get stuck in and make this happen. I just love it. It's absolutely game-changing, the energy that they create together in those quarterly planning days and the results that they're getting as a result. And then each month then we focus on a different monthly theme. So given the holistic nature of Bold Darling, sometimes that is more inverted commas, the hard skills of business like marketing, sales, operations, admin, systems. And sometimes it is the softer inverted commas skills. So we'll talk about relationships, we talk about well-being and stress management, we talk about communication, all these different things that make up us as holistic beings. I really do believe that when I'm mentoring someone one-on-one, or you know, any Bold Darling members, I don't see them purely with their business hats on. I see them as fully rounded individuals that have got lives outside of their business. And those lives are just as, if not more important, than the business. And I say this so much, and I will say it again right now to you, I really do believe that our businesses should be the vehicles to enable us to have the lifestyles that we want to have, rather than the business being the lifestyle, if that makes sense. So I'm really excited to share this week's episode because in it, I am unpacking the success secrets of my top performing mentees. So before I bring in that episode, just quick reminder again, Bold Darling doors are closing this Wednesday, 27th of March at midnight. If you've got any questions at all, you can book a discovery call in with me. And you can also find out more about Bold Darling at bolddarling.com. And I'll pop a link in the show notes as well. So thank you. Enjoy this week's bonus episode. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Lorraine Murphy Show. I am really excited to bring you this week's episode because I have gotten to work with thousands of women now. Some of them have been non-entrepreneurs. However, most have been at different stages of their business journey. And my model now, right now, my business has everything from women who are in the very early stages of creating their first business right through to women who have had very established businesses that are turning well over seven figures in turnover a year. And what I'd love to unpack this week in this episode is what actually makes a successful entrepreneur. And before I even go one step further, I want to be really clear that success is different for everyone. For me, building my first business, success was all about the awards, the growth, the profile building. Now, success for me is doing work that I love, making more cash every year, and having space in my week to enjoy myself and enjoy my family and enjoy my friends and people I love. So I just want to be really clear with that. When I talk about success, I am not talking about hitting eight figures in the next 2 years. I'm not talking about working 50-hour weeks. I really do believe that success, and you know, for some of you, that is what success looks like, and that's completely fine. So what I really want to communicate as we kick into this week's episode is that your version of what a successful business looks like is unique to you, and that should be honored and get excited about that. You don't have to want exactly what the entrepreneur down the road wants. You get to want what you want in your business and go and make that a reality. So regardless of whether success for you is millions and millions and millions of dollars in profit every year, if it's working 10 hours per week, or it's going global, the actions that I talk about within this week's episode will definitely help you get there. So let's jump in. So how I've approached this is really analyzing those entrepreneurs in my community that I feel the most fulfilled, the most happy, and feel that they're making the most progress in their businesses. As I said, for some of them, that has meant turning over decent six-figure turnovers a year while working 15 hours a week. For some of them, it's hitting the seven figures and taking their business global. So in creating this episode, I did an analysis of those mentees that I see are peak success, and what is it that they are doing that maybe others are not quite tapping into just yet. So the first thing is to get on top of your week. Time, as I've mentioned recently in an episode, is the biggest challenge, as I see it, for women who are either trying to start or grow a business, and many of whom also have families. Every time I do a shout out, ask, what can I help you with on the show? One of the things that comes back is definitely time, as I've already mentioned, but also how do I blend this family business thing? Like, tell me, Lorraine, how to do it. So it really is the time plus the rapidly, constantly increasing pace of business and life generally. It really does present a huge challenge. In my first book, Remarkability, which was all about tales from the front line of my first startup, I actually had the very first advice-driven chapter was get seriously fucking organized. And the whole pretext of me writing that chapter and having it so upfront in the book was that in a business, you are wearing all of the hats in the early days. You're wearing the admin hat, the sales hat, the marketing hat, the we need post-its hat. And as a result, if you are not wearing your hats well and efficiently, balls will get dropped. And that will potentially result in you losing customers, pissing off customers, losing suppliers, missing deadlines, losing revenue, blah, 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 blah. It's all pretty crap. So what I would love for you to do, if you feel like you are not on top of your week, two things. One, go back and listen to my episode a couple of weeks ago where I talked about, are you struggling with time? And if so, answer these five questions to actually help you figure out why that might be. And also go and read Get Remarkably Organized. So it is available in bookstores, but it's also available as an audiobook, which is a really great way of consuming that particular book. So you can actually also, super cool, listen to it on Spotify. So if you're a Spotify premium member like me, you will have access to thousands of audiobooks. So Get Remarkably Organized is actually there on Spotify for you for free if you are a premium member. And when I see, as I said, the most successful business owners that I work with, they have, or at least are in the process of getting a handle on their week, planning their week effectively, managing their time effectively. And it really is, I think, a prerequisite to having a successful business is being able to manage yourself. There is so much talk about systems. Every year in Bold Darling, we have a big deep dive once a year into systems. And I say the same thing at the start of every month when we go into systems. And I say that the most important system in your business is you. You can have the most incredible automated processes in your business. You can have user manuals coming out your ears. But if you yourself are not managing yourself as a system, when I talk about, you know, time management and being effective, none of those systems actually count for anything, because a business runs off its founder's energy. And if the founder's energy is scattered, reactive, disorganized, confused, just kind of a bit foggy, then that's exactly the energy that the business will run off. So getting on top of your week, putting in place some core organizational principles to help support you. And I think this is the thing to remember as well. Like, I would never want to advocate for having everything scheduled down to the last minute and knowing exactly where you're going to be at any one point in the week and constantly having something to do. The reason I am so focused on getting organized, and I talk a lot about looking after my future self, is that I want to make things easier for future Lorraine. So the fact that I manage my week to week means that I can have Friday afternoon as rest time. It means that the whole of Sunday can just be family fun. We go out and do an adventure together in the morning, come home, have a beautiful long lazy dinner. So lunch blends with dinner, watch family movie, and bed for everyone at a decent time. So it's that whole thing of discipline equals freedom. So the more disciplined that you can be with managing your time effectively, the more freedom you'll have to actually kick back and enjoy your time. So I want to be really clear with that, because I think it can be seen that if you're super organized, then you have no fun. And I actually think it's the opposite, because the more organized you are, the more space you can actually create to have fun and relax and rest and do all those things that make you feel great, basically. Okay, quick break in the episode to introduce you to one of our amazing Bold Darling members. So Jenny Donathorne runs a specialist communications consultancy called Mint Health, and she would like to share a little bit about her experience within Bold Darling.
One of my favorite things about being a member of Bold Darling is we all get so caught up in our head and so caught up in our own businesses. And what Bold Darling does, it gives you a really dedicated space and time and community and level of support to really just give that intensity of focus to really what you're doing. And it holds you accountable as well. So it's very practical. You sit down and you really deeply consider what you're doing, where you're going, what success looks like, what that actually looks in a really practical perspective. You write it down on a piece of paper, and then you really have that accountability to that. So all things that we all like to think we do well in our heads, but in practicality, the busyness of life and business and work and at home, it often doesn't happen. So it's that level of practical accountability is really invaluable.
Now, the second thing that I've observed in my most successful mentees is that they have learned how to sell. Any business owner, no matter what the business is, no matter where they are, no matter what the life stage of that business is, their number one role is to sell. And I think so many business owners can get caught up in the fluffy stuff in the early days, like logos and branding. And later on, as the business grows, they get stuck on the tools of delivering the product or the service and responding to team requirements and managing contracts and strategies and all the things. And they forget to sell. Money is the lifeblood of any business, and any business will crash without that lifeblood. So it's really, really important that you learn to sell. And I want to be really clear here. I think there's very few people who in the early days of their selling career really enjoy it. Sales can feel a bit ick. We've talked about this a lot in Bold Darling. Every time we talk about sales, I need to set everyone up with the fact that, okay, I know this can feel ick. But bear with us. This is why we want to do it. So it's not an easy thing to start with, yeah? But as you start to get wins on the board, it can actually become fun. I love selling in my business. But that's not to say that I still don't sometimes get that little, like that little quiver of unease or fear of rejection or, you know, what if they don't say yes? So I think it is really important to educate yourself and train yourself on sales. A book that I have recommended to so many mentees and completely changed the game for me when it came to sales was The Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes. Absolutely incredible book. And something I love, my biggest take get from that book, even after having read it, gosh, almost 15 years ago now, I think, was that how Chet reframed sales in such an amazing way. And he said he sees sales as the opportunity to make new friends. And when I started to see sales like that, everything changed. And I'm very, very grateful that I enjoy selling. I'm quite good at selling. And I've taught a lot of mentees to love it as well. It feels like a big game to me at this point. It's super, super fun. And as I said, that book really did change that trajectory for me when it came to my attitude to sales. Someone else I'd love to point you in the direction of as well is Abby White. She runs a business called Sales Redefined. I'll tag to her in the show notes as well. Abby has been a past speaker for my Bold Darling Mastermind and speaks to sales in a way that I think really resonates with women. And she just gets the ick factor and helps you get through that in such an incredible way. So if, for example, you join Bold Darling, you will immediately have access to Abby's excellent expert workshop that she hosted with us last year. Was Abby? Yes. The third thing that you need to master in order to be a successful entrepreneur is be around women who match your future. Business can be incredibly lonely. I've talked about this a lot on the podcast, and I had my own very intimate experience with loneliness when I was living in Spain last year. And business really can be very, very lonely. So many of my mentees are in situations whereby they are the first of whether it's their friendship group or their families to start a business. Their friends and family don't get it. They're supportive, but they don't get it. And they don't actually have anyone in their life that they can just sit down and go, this is happening, which is why they come to me. I'm the download person. So, you know, it can be a very, very lonely experience. And what can happen, I've had this experience with a lot of mentees actually, where we have this first session, them and I, and they tell me what they've done in their business. And I said to them, wow, that's really amazing. Like, there's not many people who've achieved what you've achieved in that sense. And they look at me and go, oh, really? And they just say, I just don't know. I mean, I don't know if this is good. I don't know if this is bad. I have no idea what's inverted commas normal. And there are a lot of female entrepreneurs out there who are operating almost in a vacuum. You know, they're just kind of getting up there each day, doing the do, coming home and doing the same thing again tomorrow. And they don't really feel that they have anyone that they can talk to about it and send bounce ideas off. So something that Jill Stanton, who was one of our Bold Darling expert speakers recently, said, she said, it is so important for you to be around women who match your future. Because the challenge that I have, you know, while it's great that I will say to the mentee, wow, that's really good, you're doing really well, I always wonder when mentees share amazing wins like that with me or achievements, I say, what could you do if you're in a room of other women doing the same thing? Like, what could you achieve? How much would that push you? You know, if you're at the gym and you're on the treadmill, which I do not do anymore, but not a fan of cardio other than a nice strong walk. But if you're at the gym, like, you don't want to be the first one to stop on the treadmill. You kind of look over next door and see what the person next to you is doing on that treadmill. And you don't want to be the first one to slow down, the first one to stop. So I often think about that. You know, who's setting the pace for you? And are there people who are potentially, do you have any pace setters at all? Or are they pace setters who are maybe going at a slower rate than you are? Or are there pace setters that are going at a faster rate than you are? And you would really pull your finger out to go and start operating at a pace that they are operating at, that they will push you beyond what you think is possible. So I think being around women who match your future is incredibly important. And the great thing is there are so many options out there if you do want to connect with other women in business, whether it's networking groups, masterminds. Of course, there's my Bold Darling Mastermind, which I would love for you to consider. Doors are closing on the 27th of March, next Wednesday. But I really do believe I would not be where I am now without the business besties that I have around me. And there's probably been about 10 to 12 women over the years. And, you know, we've kind of come in and out sometimes of each other's lives. Some I'm still best friends with all those years later. But we supported each other so much. And being able to go for a walk with a fellow business owner and just say, okay, this is what's going on. And for them to listen, to hold space, to get it, and also to give me some really smart suggestions on what I could do next. I mean, that changes the game. It just, I find, relieves so much of the burden and the wondering when there are people that I trust and respect who I can bounce ideas off. So number three is be around women who match your future, as the wonderful Jill said. Okay, quick break to introduce you to another Bold Darling member. So Laura Press is a relationship therapist from Queensland, and she has been a Bold Darling member for over 18 months now. So she began in the Mastermind experience, and she upgraded to the VIP experience at the beginning of this year. I absolutely love Laura. I've interviewed her previously for the podcast and just love watching her star rise even higher each month that I spend time with her in Bold Darling. So let's hear from Laura and her experience of the program.
I joined Bold Darling because in my world, I really didn't have anybody to bounce business ideas off or any women really around me trying to, I guess, build businesses, grow and scale them. And I also knew that I really needed to grow my knowledge base in order to build the business that I really ultimately want to have. And in a sustainable way, I think is the biggest key, because I was able to build it prior, but not in a sustainable way. So Lorraine does a great job of really focusing on business in life in such a holistic way, where you're not sacrificing parts of your life just to make business success or money and things like that. My favorite thing about being a member is the dedicated time to proactively work on your business. So not just the day-to-day of delivering services or products, but actually the dedicated time to move the needle forward and work on different projects. Plus, I really like that if you get stuck with certain questions or mindset things, you've got so many people and Lorraine to help workshop that through with you. And I found that that's helped me keep going and gain momentum and reach targets and goals and things that I wouldn't have been able to do on my own.
The fourth thing is to learn to delegate. I need to say this slowly. You do not need to do it all. I talk a lot about the billboard that I saw many years ago in Melbourne after landing in Melbourne on flight from Sydney. And it said, behind every success story is a support story. You would be absolutely amazed at how much my team do that you will never, ever see as a part of the community in my business. So my role within the business is the strategic lead, of course, for what we're doing and where we're going. It's also leading the team on a high level. Sam, my operations manager, does a huge amount of that, though. Creating content, having book stops with me, responsibility for finance, and of course, mentoring. So one-on-one mentoring with my one-on-one mentees and within my Bold Darling Mastermind. The team does everything else. I'm struggling to think of anything else that I do that the team do not manage. So please remember that you don't need to do it all. And also remember that it is never too early to start bringing on support. Even if it's having a VA for a couple of hours a week, maybe you're paying them, depending obviously on where they are in the world, maybe you're paying them $10 to $30 an hour. That's for a couple of hours of buying back your own time. That to me is the most incredible investment. And I would extend that then across to outsourcing at home. Having a cleaner a couple of times a month will buy you and your partner, if you have one, back hours a month as well. So it's very easy now to start scaling support gradually. So you don't need to have someone at 10 to 15 hours a week. You could start by bringing someone in for 2 to 5 hours a week under the agreement that as and when your business grows and there's more money coming in, that you can increase their hours. We are living in the gig economy right now. It has never, ever, ever been easier than it is right now to find incredible talent all over the world. Like, how crazy is that, that us living in Melbourne or Sydney or Brisbane or London can work with someone literally on the other side of the world with complete ease. So please remember, you do not need to do it all. The most successful entrepreneurs that I see are the ones who have identified what they are really good at, what they are not so good at, and they have very intentionally set about handing over the things that they're not good at and also that they just don't want to do anymore. So please bear that in mind. Think about something right now at home that is a burden, and you can think, if I just paid someone for a couple of hours a week or a month, that would relieve that burden. Think about that is what that is. And also think about in your business, what is there something that you could hand over that would make such an incredible difference? The number one area that I find when I'm working with mentees for the first time, the number one area that they are holding onto unnecessarily is bookkeeping. So that is always, I would say, the first thing to hand over and pay someone a couple hundred dollars a month, depending on how much revenue you bring in, how many transactions you have in your business, to manage that, which buys you back so much more headspace and, of course, time as well. And the last thing that I would say that the most successful business owners that I see in my community are doing is they invest in developing and growing themselves. So they have hired coaches, mentors, done programs, listened to podcasts, gone to events, gone to networking events, that they are very preoccupied with their own professional and personal development. And I really want to say this to you. If you are feeling like you're on struggle street with your business, you don't know where to start with making the changes that you know you need to make, but you don't quite know how to go about it, you do not need to go it alone. A great coach or mentor will literally shave years off your journey and save you so many sleepless nights and stabbing around in the dark. And I know that coaching and mentoring is an investment. I've invested in myself a lot over the years, and every single time I've felt that little flicker of, what if this doesn't work? What if this is a waste of money? What if they can't help me? Like, I know that feeling. I can feel it in my body right now. I know it so intimately. And what I will tell you is that every coach, every mentor that I've invested in, there is 3 to 5 nuggets that they gave me that completely changed the game for me. I'll give you an example. I was working with a mentor for 3 months in 2022. Yes. And we were talking about my annual mentoring, and we had a whole session on how we could really make it sing even more the following year. And she said, look, I really think, Lorraine, you need to look this up. The women that you're working with are incredibly successful. They've also got a huge amount of responsibility. They're generally the one who's making all the plans for everyone else and not really doing anything nice for themselves. So she said, what could you do with your annual mentoring to really make this, of course, a professional development journey for these women, but also to really love on them within that? And I picked that up and I ran with it. And I created my Magnificence program. So last year was the first year of Magnificence program. This is the second year this year. And that makes me well into the 6 figures of revenue each year. And it is, I think it's my favorite part of my business, just because I get to dive so deep one-on-one with those women. So that gift that mentor gave me was based on her. It was a 5-minute conversation as part of the bigger session. That 5 minutes has resulted in me making hundreds and hundreds of thousands of revenue. So I know that it's an investment and I know that it's scary, but you're genuinely not paying for that person's time. You're paying for their experience. And I've had those same 5-minute conversations with my mentees that has completely changed the game for them. Whether that is steering them away from a course of action that was going to have a negative effect on either them and their businesses or both, or a 5-minute conversation that planted the seed of an idea that then grew into be a new revenue stream or a creative way to look at a particular challenge that they hadn't maybe thought of before. So based on my own experience and the work that I get to do with my mentees, whether it's one-on-one or through my Bold Darling Mastermind, I am a huge, huge advocate for going, finding the people who mean you don't have to reinvent the wheel yourself. Find the people who've been there, they've done that, and find the people that you trust. I think this is so important. Listen to their podcasts, read their books, follow their emails, follow them on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever it might be. Really give yourself the gift of exposing yourself to their ideas and feeling into the vibe that they have. I shopped around for a coach for myself for 2 years, over 2 years recently. Now I'm in a 6-month container one-on-one with a coach. And I went for the vibe. I trust her. She's living the life that I would love to be living. And the biggest thing, is, do you feel safe with them? Because if you feel safe with a coach or mentor, you can really get the deep work done. If you don't feel safe, then you won't be able to go there with them. So please get a coach, get a mentor. Save yourself the years of stabbing around in the dark and trying to figure it out by yourself, because I've done it both ways myself. I've gone, I've got this, I don't need anyone to help me. And I've dived deep into coaching and mentoring containers. And I can tell you that the second option brings with a lot of peace, a lot more peace of mind and a lot more expansion for me and the business as well. And I think the other thing, and I think we don't really talk about this much, I don't think we talk about it enough, that when I have a coach, it reduces the load on Wade and my friends so significantly, because that coach is my real safe place where I can go and unpack the business and work through the business and figure it all out. So many female entrepreneurs I see leaning on partners, which is beautiful, but the partners don't know what to do either. So what happens is dinner after dinner after dinner gets consumed trying to figure out a challenge in the business that potentially a coach or mentor could have fixed within a couple of weeks. I actually had a beautiful message from one of my mentees a couple of months ago. We just started working together again. We had some massive turnarounds for her very early, which was amazing. And her husband actually messaged me on Instagram and he said, I just want to say thank you so much for what you have done for her, for me, for our family. And that just made my life. That was so special. One of my favorite messages I've ever got, because that's the thing. Yeah, we want to build successful businesses, but we also want to be happy ourselves. And we want the people around us to be happy as well. So if we can do both, that is the absolute jackpot, I believe. Okay, I could probably create another 5 traits of the most successful entrepreneurs that I work with. However, I will stop there because they are the very best 5. You know, when I sat down to analyze these traits and get ready for this episode, they are the top 5 that I see my most successful mentees doing. And I really, really hope that it helps. And I want to say this to you, choosing to start a business, it's not the easy path. I often think of this myself and remind mentees that if this was easy, everyone would do it. But if you follow the steps that I've shared in this episode today, I promise you, I will give you a cast iron, gold-plated, diamond-encrusted promise that it will get easier. And I believe in you. And I know that if you're listening to an episode like this, you want to, you've got that desire to make change and to create a business that serves you and also serves everyone around you. Quick, one last reminder that Bold Darling doors are closing on Wednesday 27th. So that's this Wednesday coming. I would love to welcome you into that group. It is very, very special. And I love to see the women in there flying even higher in their lives and businesses. So sending lots of love. Thank you again for joining this week's episode, and I'll chat to you again next week. I loved having you join me for this week's episode. Please do connect with me on Instagram at Lorraine Murphy Mentor and visit my website lorrainemurphy.com.au for tons of free resources and my reading list of all my favorite books. It would mean the absolute world if you could subscribe and share episodes you love with those that you love. Thank you for listening.